If we, as English speakers, read Anna Karenina or we read The Magic Mountain, we may feel as if we're reading the words of a Russian writer or a German writer, but of course we are reading them through the conduit of a very skilled translator. And this is something that has really become much more recognized as an art quite recently, I would say. And I have a wonderful translator in the WBJC studio. Her name is Anne Poston. She's in Annapolis to give a reading of a novel that she's been working on. So welcome to WBJC, Anne. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Tell me then about this new project that you've been working on most recently.
So it is my most recent project. It actually came out a year ago. And the reason I'm here promoting it now is because it's a novel about or that centers around Holocaust experiences. And so I wanted to do some sort of event to commemorate that. It's a really beautiful book and I think some ways unusual for the genre of Holocaust literature in that it's really a love story. And it centers around a man named Heine, who was a Viennese communist before the war and ended up at Auschwitz because of his political views, so not because he was Jewish. And the story takes place 30 years later when he's in Frankfurt for the Auschwitz trials. He's there to testify. And he falls in love with a German woman, 20 years his junior. And it's about their struggle to confront his past and largely for him to be able to share that past because it's very close to him in a way that's almost loving. I mean, it's such a haunting, tragic thing, but it's something that he feels is so much a part of him that he revisits it constantly and flips through sort of albums of his time at Auschwitz. And she feels shut out of that, and they do a lot of talking about that. And it's a really beautiful book, I think.
I remember talking to a choreographer once who said that she was very cognizant of not hurting the composer's music as she was interpreting it. I'm sure there's a lot of that goes on with translation.
It's very similar. I mean, it's funny that we're on WBJC right now because I have a background in music, and this has always been to me something very similar to music. So I'm not a composer, but I'm a singer and violinist, and it's similar to that in that I'm sort of replaying it, trying to capture it in the best way that I can, but without obviously changing it. Translating this book was in some ways one of the easier books I've translated in that the writer is a very beautiful, pure, clear writer. She has a background as a journalist. And it's elegant writing, but it's not fussy. It's just light and factual and dignified. And I found it really easy to get into that voice.
How much of translation is artistic then? And how much is it the nuts and bolts?
What do you mean by nuts and bolts? You mean like definitions, looking things
exactly.
up? Exactly. I am embarrassed to say how much I look things up. I look things up constantly, though I would call myself fluent in German. It's not really about that. It's about thinking about what every word, the definition means. But at the same time, I do feel that it's just writing. I mean, I read each sentence, look up any words that I don't feel absolutely confident about, and then I write it. And I try to keep the information, if possible, in the same order. The same tone of voice, the same register in terms of, you know, formal, informal, colloquial, if it's from a certain region, if there are regionalisms, that kind of thing. I just try to write that again. So for me, it's a completely artistic exercise.
I've been speaking to translator Anne Poston, who will be giving a reading at the Annapolis Bookstore this Friday at 7 p.m. And this is of a new novel that she's been working on, Monica Held's This Place Holds No Fear. More information is at annapolisbookstore.com. Such a pleasure to talk to you, Anne. Thanks so much for coming in.
Likewise. Thank you for inviting me.